God good? Hallelujah. Amen. Good all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand Hallelujah. And start praise and worship together this morning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Dear Lord, Makarobosha, Rembalosikata la Brosekete. You are the mighty warrior, so great in honor, Jehovah. You are the God who fights our battles. You grant us victory. We bless your holy name. You are strangling every work of darkness and shattering every stronghold. Elohim is your name. Elohim is your name. Elohim. The mighty warrior, so great in battle, Elohim, be your name. You are the mighty, 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 glorious in battle. Oh, we honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. You are the mighty, mighty warrior, so great in battle. I don't know what battles you may be facing. Your battle may be a battle with your health, but we serve a God who is well able to address your health issues. He is your healer. He is your deliverer. He is your peace. There is not a stronghold of darkness that can keep you down. Not a thing. Not a thing can stop the glory of God in your life. Maybe your battle is with finances. You serve a God who is Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider, God who meets every need in your life today. You may not know how it's going to happen. That's not for you to worry about. He says, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. The Lord Jesus Christ coming, heading into Jerusalem. The leader said, shut them up from saying Hosanna. Stop them from praising. He said, if they stop, even the stones will praise. Listen, if, come here. If the persons, businesses, families, whoever that is meant to connect with you to bring the blessing into your life doesn't do it, God has alternatives. I don't know if you heard. I say God has what? Alternatives. He has many ways. He's not limited. He's not like man that has one way of calculating it. God has many ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He is God in your life. Celebrate that with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Somebody say, He is my God. And He doesn't know how to fail. Failure is not part of the portion with God. God is not going to fail you. God is not going to fail you. God is not going to fail you. He is God and He cannot lie. Somebody say, God cannot lie. God does not hate. God loves me. And there is no way that God is going to fail me or disappoint me because He doesn't love me. He is not going to lie. God does not hate me to lie. I don't know if you got the point. God cannot lie. And He's not going to start lying to me. He's not going to start lying because of me. Hallelujah. I said, God is not going to start lying today, tomorrow, or at any time because of me. He is the truth. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Warrior, reign in battle, Jehovah is your name.
Mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, reign in battle, Jehovah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You may be seated. I see the dear son in the house this morning. Bless you. Welcome home, family. Praise God. Well, in March, the Lord gave us a word. He said March was our month of what? Victory. Oh, I'm so glad you remember that. But then He gave us a new word for April. And I want you to see and hear what He said about April. Praise the Lord. Hear it, see it, receive it, be it. Hallelujah. Say it with me. April is my month of what? Acceleration. Amen. Not only are we moving fast, we are moving up higher. Glory be to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Before Mama comes, I want to remind you that in a few days from now, we are going to be having special meetings. Meetings that declare our transformation and our sense of purpose and life in God. Of all the special meetings in the year, I believe that this one is the most important and most relevant to every one of us. Because without this experience, the experience of Passover, or we may address it as Good Friday, and those two happen to coincide exactly as it was when the Lord Jesus Christ came for our salvation and died, because he died at Passover as the Passover Lamb of God. If he hadn't done that, you and I wouldn't be here today. Amen? Amen. So this becomes one of the most important times of gathering. And the Word of God tells us that there are three fundamental festivals that we need to present ourselves to God. Now, the reason he said three of them is because, well, people were scattered all over the nation and they couldn't possibly come from Galilee to Jerusalem every Passover or every Sabbath. So God picked out 3 days, three feasts that he wanted his people in his house. First one, and this is the first one, is the Feast of Passover. The second one happens 50 days, called the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Pentecost. That's when the Holy Spirit came upon the church and the church was birthed. Hallelujah. He died so that the church could be birthed. Amen. And the final one was the Feast of Sukkot or Tabernacles, because God wants to tabernacle with us. And he says to every man, he says, nobody should come into his presence empty-handed. The Feast of Passover, Feast of Pentecost, Feast of Tabernacles. Don't come empty-handed. Why? Especially for men. Because men are seed carriers. And God wants to bless your seed sown. This is that time of year that you do everything possible to express thanksgiving to God, not only with your worship and adoration with the fruit of your lips, but you worship God with your finances. You worship God with the clapping of your hands, the rejoicing of your heart. And you know what? He says, enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with what? Praise. Because God wants his joy to be your strength. Amen? Hallelujah. I said God wants his joy to be your strength. So you need to do everything possible. Don't let the devil lie to you. You need to be in these special meetings. If you choose not to come, that's your business. That's your loss. My responsibility is to tell you how important these meetings are. Even if I don't preach and nobody preaches, just be here. Just be here and be here, because this also is a time that God dispatches a very specific angel that will assist you through this year. Amen? There is angelic assistance available. So you want to be here. Hallelujah. Let me show you the video. Mama is going to come right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, God day, everybody.
Amen.
Well, are you glad you're in the house of the Lord?
Yes.
Well, I am, so I don't know about you. I am glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So says David. Amen. I'm glad you and your family are here, and those of you who are not here listening online, you're welcome to just remain in the service until the benediction is pronounced on you. Amen. It's good to see you, Jamie and Amanda. Bless you and the Orogun families and all of you. Hallelujah. All right, it's that time we pray. Let us rise. If you're tired, you can sit, but may your strength be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for all your many blessings. And one of the blessings today, you gave us life. We are here because we can breathe, we can move, we can walk, and we are among the living. So we give you praise. We take nothing for granted, and we thank you, Almighty God, that you are our light and our salvation and the strength of our life. We give you praise, O God, for your goodness. For your mercy endureth forever. We receive the daily benefit of your mercies that you've given to us today. They are in full operation in our lives and in our families. We pray for everyone right now, O God. All the children that are in this house, those hearing the sound of my voice, biological children, spiritual children, partners, all those from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those in the womb. We bless them and their teachers. We bless everyone in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. We receive you and we welcome you to teach us the ways of the kingdom. We thank you, God, that the teachers that are teaching children on the school, they will be anointed to teach correctly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we receive the infallible proof producing word of God in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you into our lives, into our church, into our city, into our nation, our families, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, God bless you. You may be seated. We have two sets of scriptures to read, so you can, and then I'll tell you when we're going to just close in prayer. Not close the service, but this section. You can stand again. All right, today, 2,000 years ago, was what? This weekend is called
Palm Sundays. Praise the Lord. So if you were there at that time, you would be on the streets laying your clothes and palms on the streets and welcoming the Lord riding. Hallelujah. Getting ready to go to the cross for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're just doing a remembrance. So let us go to Mark 11. I won't read all of it. You know, most people just know Mark 11. They go straight to, you shall say to this mountain. But before the saying speaking to the mountain, something happened. Hallelujah. All right, Mark 11, at your own time, read the whole chapter. I think they're about verse 20, up to 25 verses, but we're not doing all that. We're going to just read a little bit, and then we'll move on. Mark 11, everybody should be there now. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Put the scripture up. If I choose to read from there, then I'll do that. Praise the Lord. And when they came to Jerusalem, everybody read. If you don't have, I hope you have a Bible. It's easy now to have them. You can have them in your hand device. Praise the Lord. And when they came nigh unto Jerusalem, unto Bethage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples. So this is Jesus and his disciples. They are the dead. And said unto them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon when never man sat, loose him and bring him. Today, God's going to loose you from every problem. Everything that has tied down your destiny, you will be loose from all of them. In the name of Jesus. And if any man say unto you, why do you this? Say ye that the Lord had need of him, and straightway he will send him thither. Hallelujah. God will send him hither. The word has gone forth. Anything God has spoken about your destiny and the places that you need to be and the things that you need, just remember a commanded word has gone forth. It shall be released in the name of Jesus. Verse 4. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met. And they lose him. Somebody say, it shall surely come to pass. Jesus said it, and so it is. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Jesus said it. It is settled. Whatever he has spoken about your life, it is settled. It shall not be hindered or delayed. In the name of Jesus. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do you? Losing the colt. And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded. And they let them what? Go. Somebody say, let them go. Not only you are going to be free, you and your family. Everything that has tied you, that Jesus cannot use your life, you will be set free today. You must be used by the Lord. Say amen. Somebody say, my time has come. My accelerated time has come. Amen. Verse 7, we'll do up to 11 and then we'll move on. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him. And he sat upon him. Hallelujah. May you be available for the Lord to sit and ride. May I be available. Lord, I am available. Ride me, Lord. Hallelujah. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the trees and strode them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, can everybody cry this morning? Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Let's do it one more time. Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You see, you must invite the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now turn to Colossians chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glorious God. How wonderful you are. I won't read all Colossians. I'm going to just read some part. You can read all of it at your own time. Praise the Lord. Hey, do yourself a service. Read the scriptures and pray with them at your own time. Amen. When we come to church, we just read a little bit and we stir it. You know, reading the word, this is what Jesus did. He went to the temple, opened the book, and read the word. And after that, go out and miracles start happening. May the word infuse your life. Hallelujah. Do not take the time of the word for granted. Be serious with it for your own life. Your destiny depends on it. Say amen. All right, everybody should be in Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brothers. Say Timotheos. Timothy is our brother. So in church, when we always go, brother this, sister this, we learned it from the Bible. So praise the Lord. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, may we have love for all the saints. Say amen. Hallelujah. Not hate, but love for the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. There is a hope laid up. So there is a treasure. If you are hopeless today, there is plenty of hope. You can reach out and say, God, I need hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things what hope for. Faith has substance, but you got to have hope. You need that key of hope. What you hope for, he said there's hope laid up. So you can connect to that hope today. And Jesus is called our blessed hope. Hallelujah. The truth is in them, which is come unto you, verse 6, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth what? Fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Fruit must come out from the word of God. Truth that brings forth fruit. Somebody say truth. Brings forth fruit. Yes, in God. Amen. Verse 7. As ye also learned of what? Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. The love of God that you give is seen by the Holy Ghost. And the people you are sending that love to feels it. Hallelujah. Love of God in the Spirit, not carnal love. Say amen. Amen. Verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, I think I'm only hearing my voice reading. Verse 9, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now tell me who doesn't want that this morning. I want to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. What a great prayer. You don't need somebody praying with you this morning. You pray that as you spoke that, may that, it's your choice whether you open your mouth to confess the word of the Lord. I say amen to that for myself. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. There's so much knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know me and Apostle, we sat in our living room yesterday. We ministered to, just prayed for one of our beloved our brothers in the Lord and son in the gospel. And, you know, and when we finished, we just, after that, we just sat and decided to fellowship on our own. And we were just one thing after the other in the glory of God. We're just enjoying his word and his presence. And you find that the knowledge just keep expanding. It just goes, woo. You shout and you praise the Lord and you just say, glory to God. There is so much knowledge. Until God opens your eyes and your understanding, it can just bypass you. So when we say this and we are praying this, say a big amen to it. And there will be a deposit in your spirit. Strengthened with verse 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, not in darkness, in light. Hallelujah! I am a partaker of the inheritance that God has deposited for the saints. I receive that light. You say, in your light, in God's light, shall we see light. Say amen. Who had delivered us from what? The power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. You don't live in an ordinary place anymore. You are living in a special kingdom. Kingdom of Jesus Christ. Say amen. And who is Jesus Christ? The living word. You are living in the word. You and the word have become one. Hallelujah! And it is working. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everything inside my substance and myself are one. So when I decide to do this, everything moves. Hallelujah. So when you are in the word, everything the word is doing is moving in you and doing what it needs to do. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption. At the end of my reading, I think I'll read maybe probably to 20 or so, and then I'm going to say in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So if you did not pray and confess with me, you missed your prayer time. Verse 14. In whom, you can catch up now. In whom we have what? Redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So next week will be what? Passover. 2,000 years ago, he did it. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. He shed his own blood for us, and we have been forgiven. Say amen. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Are you a creature? You are created. So if you are a created being, you are a creature, and Jesus is your elder brother. He's the firstborn, and you are, put yourself in any number you like. I just say I'm next in line. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's nothing like last born in the kingdom of God. He is the firstborn, and we just follow him. Amen. There's nothing like number 10, a joint heir. We are just joint heirs. He's the heir, and we are joint. Say amen. So whatever he's made available, I stay connected in the name of Jesus. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. So everything must align back to what God says it will be. So if things are not working for you, whether they are invisible things that are controlling and manipulating your life, you can say, you must work for me. I think we read these things and they just go, phew. That's why you must spend time at home with it on your own time. Say amen. All things are made and created by him and for him, including me, so I belong to him. And he is before all things, and by him all things what? Consist. All things consist. So what's that prayer request that you want God to answer? In him all things consist. So if you don't know what to pray this morning, just call his name, Jesus. 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 As you focus on him, say all things consist in him. You are in that kingdom of his dear son, Jesus. And in him, everything you need consist, everything created by him and for him. So just call that name like blind Bartimaeus called, Jesus. Have mercy on me, O Lord. I read maybe to 20. I'm going to stop. Finish on your own. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Hallelujah. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Hallelujah. You know, this passage is loaded. Every single word is fully loaded. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. You mean there are things in earth? Are there things in earth? We deal with things every day. Right? Things. And they say there are things in heaven. So whatever you need, the things you need in heaven are receivable. You can have them. No limits. No limits. By him. Created by him, for him, consist in him, first preeminence, hallelujah. And all this is for me and you. Okay, rise with me. I'm going to stop there. So you need to finish on your own at your own time. Father, we thank you for your holy word. Both passages this morning, you are getting yourself ready to go to Jerusalem to be crucified. We shouted, Hosanna, we join that voice to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We thank you for setting us free from every barriers. Every power of darkness has been broken off our lives. And Lord, now you have put us and translated. You died for us, you rose for us, and you have now put us into your kingdom. We belong to you, we are your property. Lord, let this word we have read on both passages today work in our lives, knowing that we are lacking nothing. All we need to do is to come to you and receive all that you have prepared for us. Hallelujah. For you have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We receive every good thing, and we eat the goodness of God. Father, we thank you for everything you paid for, we receive. We receive for us and our family. Every answer and every solution we need in this hour, we receive. We receive the breakthrough. We receive the solution. We receive the answer. We receive the testimony. We receive the thanksgiving and give it back to you, O God. And say, to God be the glory. Look what the Lord has done. 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 And we'll have a song and a dance and say, look what God has done for me and my household, for me and my business, for me and my ministry, for me and my children, for me and my spouse, for me and my finance, for me and my health, for everything, oh God. In you all the answers consist. and we stay inside that kingdom, and we can receive these things in heaven, and bring them down to earth in the name of Jesus. Things in earth are now all to your glory and your honor. We bless your holy name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within our walls and our palaces, peace, oh God, over Israel. Israel, your glory. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, the apple of your eye. Father God, your covenant you have made, everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Israel, is now functioning in our lives. We receive it, that all nations shall be blessed through Father Abraham. So we receive that blessing for the nation of Israel, for Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, islands of the sea, Ukraine, and all the nations. Any nation where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord today, Lord, may they receive the blessing. In the name of Jesus, receive it for us and our household. Father, let your word come with power, grace, favor, mercy, truth, healing, and deliverance. Bless all our leaders, our national leaders, provincial leaders, and Lord, our spiritual leaders. We bless them in the name of Jesus. We bless everyone, those sitting here hearing the sound of my voice, and those out there, even far away, even up to India. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. To God be all the glory. Let your word come with power, grace, favor, mercy, truth, healing, and deliverance. We continue to lift all our leaders, and Mama Cerullo and David Cerullo and all the team that are preaching the gospel, even us and all others, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
God is good. Amen. I have to say that I struggled with the message this morning. Struggled in this sense that I'm not one who likes preaching messages at particular times, because that's what you should preach. And secondly, because I've preached from this passage of Scripture so many times. Not only here, but around the world. And so I struggled with it because I wanted to hear another word. God, tell me something else. Because there are going to be people there that have heard me preach this message before, and why am I preaching this message again? But nothing else will come. But I know this, that it doesn't matter what the passage is. If I preach from it 20 times a day, there's going to be 20 different things that are going to come out. So God has something he wants to say. Amen? And I want to hear it too. How about that? This morning, Mama read to us from Mark 11. It's a powerful passage of Scripture. And I'd like to go back there to Mark 11. In Mark 11, beginning to read from the first verse, this is a passage of Scripture. I tell you what. If the whole Bible were taken away from me. And he said, okay, you can have one chapter in all of the Bible, only one chapter. You can't have any other thing, just one chapter. This is a chapter I will pick. I'll pick this chapter because all I need is embedded in this one chapter. That's how important this chapter is. I'm not saying that other chapters of the Bible are not important. I'm just saying for me, this is the one I will take. Somebody else may take John chapter 3, and that's a very good one. It's an awesome chapter, John chapter 3. Wow. Yeah, while I would take John chapter 3, I'll still go to Mark 11. I say, I like John chapter 3. This is a very important one, but give me Mark 11. That's how important this passage is. And I think for the rest of my life, I might not be able to do justice to this chapter. Maybe 1 year of my life, at some point the Lord might say, okay, this year, I just want you to preach from Mark 11. And I'll go all through the year, and I'll still not do it justice. That's how important this chapter is. In Mark 11, beginning to read, he says, and when they came nigh to Jerusalem, when they came near to Jerusalem, that's the city of peace. Jerusalem. Jerusalem means to set double peace. It means to be surrounded with peace on every side. Peace from heaven, peace on earth. That's what that word, that Jerusalem means. Is somebody listening? Jerusalem. The city of peace, double peace. Peace in the heavens, peace on the earth, peace all around you. When he was coming near to Jerusalem, but Jerusalem is where he's going to die. Doesn't look like the place of peace. But God was saying, when even it looks like there is no peace, I want you to know that I am your peace. Hallelujah. I'm taking you to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem is Mount Moriah. That's where Abraham was going to sacrifice his son. It didn't look like a peaceful experience. But God, somebody said, but God. God had his own provision. Because when Abraham brought his son and put him on that altar and was about to kill him, God says, don't do it. Don't do it. I know something about you. And the Bible says he looked up and he saw behind him. Oh my God. He looked up that way, he saw behind him the provision of God. You see, child of God, when you want provision, look from the altar of sacrifice. Oh God, my Father. From the altar of sacrifice, when it is most difficult for you to give your best, that's when you put it there and you look to God and God says, you left something behind. So what did I leave behind? I didn't see anything. Something tied. Huh? Something tied. Caught in the ticket. Aram. How come I didn't see it? Oh, because for you to see, you got to look up. Hello? You got to what? Look up. When it came nigh to Jerusalem, where Mount Moriah is, where Abraham was about to sacrifice his son, the Bible says that when they got close to Moriah, in the book of Genesis, when they got close to the Mount of Moriah, Abraham said to the servants, "Stay here. I and the lad, the son, we're going to go up higher." There is a place that some people cannot get to. Servants don't get to certain places. Sons get to go up. But the thing about going up is that you're going to the place of death. The place of giving everything. There are so many in the body of Christ that are not willing to go up all the way. They're told, stay here, and they stay. Oh, I don't know if you got what I said. They say, stay here, and they stay. Elijah said to Elisha, stay here in Gilgal. Elisha said, no, no. I will obey you, but not this time. So he took him to the house of God, Bethel. Oh, that's a good place. He said, stay here, it's a good place. No. I'm not staying here either. What do you want? I'm going with you. Wherever it is you're going, I'm going. But I told you to stay here. But I'm not staying. You see, when Abraham said to the servants, stay here, they also had the option, say, Master, I'm just going to come along with you and to assist you. Whatever, I know you want me to stay here, but I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. So many people are so satisfied with, I got what I need already. But God is saying, you got to go past what you need to know in me, connecting with me. If you're going to follow me, take up your cross. Follow me. It's not enough for me to die for you. I want you to come die too. So the Bible says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You're saying, oh, Pastor, I think I'm beginning to see why you chose Mark 11. Because all I'm talking about right now is Jerusalem. That's all I'm talking about now. No, I'm just scratching the surface. They came nigh to Jerusalem, the place where you set the double peace, the peace of God, the shalom, the irene of God. Is that sense of calm in the midst of the storm? That place of rest in the midst of confusion? It is that mindset that God had when he brooded upon the waters and did not say, oh, it's all a mess. He just brooded upon the waters because he had his agenda. It's not the agenda of the enemy. You see, what the enemy wants and desires shall not come to pass. Especially when you know what you want and you are saying what you want. Hallelujah. So, he came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage. Bethphage is a It's a small town close to Jerusalem, and it means the house of unripe figs. Unripe figs. An unripe fig is an unripe fig. Praise the Lord. That's very deep. It means it's not ripe yet. But it's a fig. And the very fact that it says unripe means that it has the potential to be ripe. And many times you and I can be in that place in our lives when we are almost there. Almost. You almost. But God was this day trying to change the story of almost. I almost got pregnant. I almost had a business. I almost got married. I almost. No, God wants to take you past almost. You see, in the word almost is the word all and the word most. So you can go almost and mean I didn't get there, or you can say I got all and most. Ah, come back, Shantarabakuya. How are you going to read your life? How are you going to look at yourself? What is the story that's going to be told? And God is saying, I want you to come to that place where you understand that you are not just about to. You are there and more than that. I am going to miss failure. Hallelujah. Praise God. Failure shall not land on me. Failure must miss me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because when failure lands on you, you almost. Hello. I almost got there. That means you failed. But there are lessons to learn from almost. Because when almost comes your way, you find out that you don't like almost. Son was telling me about his son the other day. They were winning and winning and winning, and the final, and they won many prizes, and they had a provincial challenge, and another team beat them by 1 point. By 1 point. And they were the best in the city. They've won one in Canada, one in the States, and here another team pulled out all the forces, and they lost by 1 point. And I said to them, I said, that's a good thing. And they're looking at me. I said, you know, it's better to face the pain of second place now, because it builds inside of you the capacity to say, never again shall I be second. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need something inside of us. The challenges that you've gone through that brought you to the place of unripe figs is bringing you to the place where God is saying, this is not where you belong. You don't belong here. And then the Bible says, not only Bethphage, it says, and Bethany. Wow, this gets more serious. Bethany. What is Bethany? Bethany means the house of dates or the house of misery. So you're going to choose the sweetness of dates or the bitterness of misery. What's going to be your choice? Jesus came there, and they were near Bethphage and Bethany. Dates, palms. That's why we call it Palm Sunday, because dates have palms. So, you know, people, it was very easy to get the palm. Question we need to ask ourselves is this: am I going to choose sweetness or misery in Bethany? Bethany, that's where the friend of Jesus was. His name was Lazarus. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. That's where the Bible says that God, Jesus, loved, hear this now, Jesus loved Lazarus. And when he heard in John 11 that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was. He just stayed there until the guy died. The guy died. And then he tells his disciples, let's go. Where are we going? We're going to Bethany. Why are we going to Bethany? Well, Lazarus is asleep. Oh, if Lazarus is asleep, then he's doing well. Okay, let me speak plainly to you. He's dead. Jesus, stop kidding around. No, I'm not kidding. Come on. You must be kidding. You said, we saw those two guys come, and they said Lazarus was sick, and you said this sickness is not unto death. Now you're coming and stop joking. No, I'm not joking. What do you mean you're not joking? I said the guy is dead. Huh? Okay, let's go die. You mean I left everything and I gave up everything to follow you? And now I find out at the end of my life, you're a false prophet. Fake news. Let's go. So they went with Jesus. Martha comes. Master, if you'd just been here, my brother wouldn't have died. I'm the resurrection and the life. She goes and tells Martha, or Mary. Mary comes and says the exact same thing like the sister said. The interesting thing about that is this. She is saying exactly the same thing as Martha, but she's the one who's been sitting at the feet of the Lord, hearing the teaching of the Lord, while Martha was busy working out in the kitchen. And Jesus rebuked Martha and says, Mary has chosen the better stuff. And Mary, who's been sitting at the feet of Jesus, hearing the word of the Lord, is acting exactly like Martha, who was not sitting at the table. It's about decisions, choices that we make. Choices that we make. Huh. Am I going to believe the word of God when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life? If you believe in me, you shall not die. Or am I going to believe the lies of the enemy? It doesn't matter what the enemy says, Jesus is still Lord. He's Lord over your health, over your finances, over your relationships, over your marriage, over your family, over your business. And it doesn't matter what the circumstance is. Choose the sweetness of Bethany and not the misery. Jesus gave them an opportunity. Lazarus dies, and Jesus comes out and he says, Lazarus, come forth. And the man that was dead came alive. Already dead, finished, done, came alive. What was he trying to tell us? I'm going to do exactly the same thing. I'm going to die, and it's going to look like that's the end of it, but I'm going to come out. Because I'm not going to stay in the place of misery. I'm not going to experience corruption. I'm going to come out. Hallelujah. I have made that decision. What decision have you made about your life? Are you allowing the circumstance of right now determine what you're saying out of your mouth? How many people have been told that they will never succeed in life? You're so slow, you will never be able to accomplish anything in your life. The teacher said it. And that same person, that teacher told you will never make it, is now writing books that the teacher is reading. Who's going to tell you what the end of your life is? You don't have to believe the lies of the enemy. You don't have to stay in the place of being unripe. And you don't have to stay in the place of misery. You can make a different decision. You can decide and say, unripe, I'll get pickled. And people will enjoy pickled. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You make a decision on what the story of our life is going to be. And there he was, in Bethphage, going through all of that experience. And then it says at the Mount of Olives. I love this one. The Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives, the place of crushing. You get crushed and oil comes out. It's all about perspective. I'm getting squeezed. Say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Because the true essence of who I am is coming out. Hallelujah. This morning, I had the wonderful privilege to get my teeth brushed. And to do that, I had to squeeze something, a tube. And what was in the tube came out, and I used that. The thing is, when you get squeezed, what comes out of you? What comes out of you? Jesus said to his disciples here in Mount Olives, he says, can't you just tarry with me 1 hour? It is here that he's going to sweat blood. Literally, sweat blood. But in the midst of all the anguish, all the pain, he was going to bring about life to every one of us. Hello? I want us to grasp and understand God's ways. How do you pick a whole bunch of losers who deny you, and you still come back to them and you say to them, you're the ones I'm going to use to touch the world? Because he's not a loser, and he doesn't pick losers. You may be a loser, but when God comes into your life, you become a winner. Victory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God makes sense of my life and makes sense of your life. Even when men don't understand you, you don't understand you, the God who knows you best understands you and has a plan and a purpose for your life that will not be denied. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says he sends forth two of his disciples. He says to them, go your way into the village over against you. Go your way over into the village that's against you. Those are very strategic words. Against. He says, go into that village, that town that's against you. And the language is this. That as far as God is concerned, that which is against you is small. He didn't call it a city. He didn't call it a metropolis. He said it's a village. For some people, village might be a big problem. people from Africa who say, village problem? That's a big problem. That's where all those witches are. But it doesn't matter whichever way you look at it. Where is village, and the village means big problem, or village means small problem. The fact is that God has an answer for your big or small problem. I hope you're getting something here. Because what I'm trying to say to you is this, by the Spirit of God, that there is a contradiction that's facing us every time. And the choices we make, the way we think, is going to determine the results that we have. He says there's a village over there against you. He says as soon as you enter into it, as soon as you enter into that village, you're going to find a colt there. It's tied. Matthew tells us that it was a colt and an ass. There were two animals there. But the specific one that he wanted was the colt. And he says that this colt, nobody had ever sat on it. The colt was tied. Being tied means that it was limited. It was stuck. There was a noose around its neck. And it's been like this for some time. And nobody had ridden on it. This colt saw other asses taken out for a ride. It saw donkeys. It saw horses. It saw dogs. It saw chicken, cat, moving freely, trotting, just having fun. Other people coming around, other animals coming around and saying, "Hi, little colt, how are you doing today?" And colt says, "I'm doing fine." "Where are you going?" "Oh, we're going to the market." "Can I come?" "Sure, you can come." It's going. What's going on? And pretty soon, it knew exactly how far it could go. And because it didn't want to get choked, it would just go just a little bit, because he knew the spot. It's marked X. Day after day, went through that routine. The ass by it, they'll come, they'll take the ass and ride away with it. Kids were having fun. Owners were having fun. But nobody will come and even spend time with the colt. "You're too young. You're too this. You're too that." One day, colt went around the tree. "I'm coming. Somebody help me take this plant out of here. Oh, help me." Went around. Oh, it was doing very well. And so it tried again. But that's where X is. What happened? Why am I getting stuck here? And it got used to this. Because it did not know how to repent. Oh. When you don't repent, you won't even get to your ex. Another day, fooling around. What is going on? And new patterns, strongholds were being established in its life. I used to go that way, I didn't even get to that point. Now I tried this way. Now I can't, I'm even shorter. I'm losing more. That is the life many times that we live. The thing about it, though, is that God had a prophetic word for that colt. God had been talking about this colt way before it was born. Just like God has been talking about you way before you were born. You think, "I am stuck." And God says, no. "I'm keeping you for a special assignment. I have a special assignment for you." "What kind of assignment?" No. "I have something fresh, new, something just for you. And you know what? I don't like used. I like new. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May God forbid used for you and bring you to that place of newness. Praise the Lord. I don't want used. I want new. That's why God has to born you again. Oh. That's why you have to be born again. God is not trying to use your old you. He says the old man is what? Crucified. God kills it and gives you a new start, a fresh start, a glorious start, a start that will cause you to experience God in a new way. God says, I'm going to do a new thing. Somebody shout hallelujah. See, you gonna believe it? It's a new thing I want to do in your life. See, God is beyond doing the next thing. He wants to do a new thing. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, go there, loose him. Bring him to me. Jesus said about Lazarus, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. I believe that many this week are going to experience the freedom of God like never before. That you are going to experience the newness of God like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Satanic agendas may say you are useless, and God saying, no, you are useful. Hallelujah. 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 People may say, we don't want anything to do with you. And God is saying, let him alone. I don't want you to do anything with him either, because this one is just for me. Somebody say, I'm just for God. Hallelujah. I have a special assignment. I may have been tied and limited and nobody touches me, but God is about to do a new thing in my life. Glory be to God. It says, loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do you this? Say ye that the Lord had need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. That's extraordinary. This could belong to somebody else. The Lord says, go there, lose that colt, bring him here. Why? Because the man that had it, it did not belong to him. It belonged to him. I prophesied it. Oh, Shamakotea. I spoke it. I told the story of this colt. So it's mine. Before it came into your hand, it's mine. And what is mine is coming out of your hand to me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare this day that that which you have prophesied, wherever it is landed, wherever it is located right now, it must come to you because you have need of it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. My money is coming to me right now. My houses are coming to me right now. My vehicles are coming to me right now. Everything that God has assigned, everything that I've prophesied with my mouth and declared in the name of Jesus Christ, they must come to me now. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah. God prophesied it. It was his. If anybody challenges you, ask you, hey, what are you doing with that? Why are you doing that? Just tell them, the Lord has need of it. And he will send him. Either. Just think about it. You have this special Lamborghini in your driveway. You have a Mercedes. You have a Cadillac. You have a Rolls Royce. But your Lamb is your special one. Nobody rides on it. You just come and you look at it. This is nice. Oh, this is nice. And then we're hey, keep your hands off. And here come some two guys. They get inside your Lamborghini and they want to drive it. And you say, hey, what are you trying to do? You say, don't worry about it. The Lord has need of it. Shotgun is coming out. Hallelujah. Somebody's about to get a javelin. The Lord has need of it. But when you say what the Lord says, oh God, nobody can resist it. Hallelujah. So what is it that you're going to say out of your mouth? What the Lord said. That's why Jesus said, it is written. It is written. These are not my words. The words that I've spoken unto you, they are spirit and they are life. There's no death in there. It's spirit and life. I'm going to get what God says I'm going to get. Hallelujah. I'm going to grab the word of God and grab the result. So don't fault me when I grab and grab. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord has need of it. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ told them. He saw what was happening inside the city. He didn't have to go there. He saw it. They brought that colt. Matthew tells us they loose the colt and the ass. In Zechariah chapter 9, the book of Zechariah chapter 9, and verse 9, it says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout!
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. One person got it. It didn't say just rejoice. It says rejoice how? Greatly. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout! You didn't get it. Shout! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, O daughter of set double peace. You who know that you've got the peace of God that surpasses and passes all understanding, the peace of God that stands guard, garrisons your heart, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. Let all of your supplications, your petitions, your prayers with thanksgiving be made unto God. The Lord is at hand. Somebody shout hallelujah. You're not going alone. The Lord who told you where the thing is, just like Elijah said, this is to Elisha, Gehazi, where were you? I was just fooling around over here. No. Don't tell me that story. Didn't my spirit go with you when you were busy begging and asking for stuff from Naaman? My spirit was with you, didn't? Well, the same thing, Jesus is with you. He said, I will never, what? Leave you nor forsake you. Bring him to me. He says, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, Jerusalem. He is just, praise the Lord, and having salvation. He is lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. This is Zechariah. This is hundreds of years before the manifestation. And sometimes it might take forever, so it seems. But when is the fullness of time, there is an acceleration. Yes. Praise God. There is a what? An acceleration. If you go home today and you take a coin, a loonie, a toonie, a quarter, and you spun it on that table, it'll start spinning, and then when it's about to come to the end, there is an acceleration. It goes, acceleration. When God says acceleration, He is saying, I'm about to bring to an end something real fast. That problem is going to end real fast. That blessing is going to come after you real fast. Somebody shout hallelujah. But I wonder, why didn't he get a horse? Because horses are faster than colts. And that's the irony of God, that in your weakness, you become strong. A king is born in a manger. Doesn't make sense. You expect that king, that prince, to be born in a palace. No. God goes to the gutter to pick pearls. Amazing things happen in unlikely places with unlikely people. Look at the guy he chooses to be the first of his leaders. Big Mouth Peter. The same one he told, get behind me, Satan. Hello? God's sense is not common sense. The person that God uses may not make any sense to you at all. That's why he used a Rahab. That's why he used a Ruth. A Moabite who is not allowed to be in the conference, in the congregation of God's people. Moabites were not allowed, banished. But who does God use to connect with the story of David, with the story of the Lord Jesus, people that were supposedly banished? You don't know how God is going to touch a life. Because this is how God is. Whatever I say goes. What I say goes. If I call that black coal diamond, that's what exactly it's going to be. Hello? But guess what? You and I were created in the image and likeness of God. And when you begin to have the God attitude, you begin to call things that be not. What are you calling your marriage? What are you calling your family? What are you calling your finances? What are you calling your business? What are you calling your church? What are you? Oh, we're just in the north end. Nobody goes to the north end. You just keep your mouth shut. God lives in the north. Hallelujah. Just come into agreement with God. Oh, it's drug infested. Hello? Jesus came for sinners. Where else do you want to be? Oh, I'm afraid to go there. God has not given you the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. So what am I going to say? I'm going to say God has blessed me, and in this place will I give peace and prosperity, said the Lord of hosts. The things that we do here is not based on our large numbers, nor because we are the wealthiest of people, but we've got something called G-O-D, God. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Is that what we sang? Yes. Let me begin to land this plane. I'm just going to start. He says, and they went their way and found the colt tied by the door. The colt was tied where? By the door. The door is a point of entrance or exit. Yeah? Options. I don't know if you're getting the point so far. All through, since we started from verse 1 till this point, we've been talking about twos. Choices. The colt was tied by the door. It saw other people going through those doors and coming out those doors, but it could not go through those doors. It was locked out. Without, in a place where what? Two ways met. That's a life of options. You can go this way or go that way. But when you're tied and you have options and you cannot go this way or go that way, what do? You get frustrated. You get depressed. You get confused. Why is it other people can go that way and other people can go this way and other people can go through that door and I'm still stuck here? The fact is, there is always an expiry date. And we declare today in agreement that the expiry date of you having so many options and not being able to do anything with your options ceases. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You will have options and have the capacity, the ability to fulfill what you want done. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They loosed those and the animals and they brought it to the Lord. In the next few minutes, I will now share about the traditional story. The disciples, Matthew tells us, took off their coat and put it on the animal. And they started putting clothes in front of the animal. And every other person around saying, oh yeah. And those that didn't have clothes to throw out, started cutting branches and throwing it on the road. And Jesus gets on it. But here is the miracle. A colt that has never been ridden on will bark. It will throw him off. But this colt did not. It embraced and accepted Jesus sitting on it. Question. If an animal like a colt accepts the lordship of Jesus Christ riding it, why are you created in the image of God balking? That's the question you have to answer. If an animal that normally, naturally, should throw him off, doesn't. Why are you, created in the image and the likeness of God, busy balking, trying to throw him off? I'm not used to anybody coming on my back. But you wanted to be used. You wanted someone to ride you just like everybody else. Now God wants to ride you. Now you're complaining. God, I want to be blessed financially. I want to be blessed financially. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am blessed financially. And God blesses you and makes you a millionaire. You have one big fat check of $1 million. And he says, okay, I want my tithe. How much will that be? 100,000. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing. Here is 10,000. So you want God to bless you so you can become a bigger thief. Abby? That's what you want. God bless me so I can become a bigger thief. And God says, no, 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 I'm not going to make you a sinner. Stay where you are. You're a $10 person, I give you $100. Give me my $10. You can determine whether you're going to be an unripe fig, whether you're going to be in the house of dates or misery. It's a decision, options. Entrance or exit, options. It did not bark. And people started to celebrate. Let me wrap up with these words, or with this particular scripture. It's found in Psalm 118. I'm going to just read it and make a few comments. My time is long gone. Psalm 118. I'm going to take it from verse 19. Psalm 118 and verse 19. It says, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and hast become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected or refused is become the headstone of the corner. Praise the Lord. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And then it says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Now, I'm reading this because this is the story of Palm Sunday. And you're going to see it very clearly in just a moment. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, rejoice, greatly rejoice, Jerusalem. Yeah? Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. But before it says that, it says, save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now what? Oh. Save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Prosperity is linked to salvation. Praise the Lord. Prosperity is linked to what?
Salvation.
Salvation. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the rich. To the poor?
Yes.
Huh. Because he doesn't want you and I poor. Someone say, I denounce with all the authority invested in me, in Jesus Christ my Lord. Poverty, you are banished permanently, eternally from my life. Praise God. Expect to be prosperous. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. So I say, Lord,
send now
prosperity.
Prosperity.
Oh, watch this now. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's also talking about something else. It's saying that everyone that brings prosperity in your life is blessed of the Lord. And how is that blessing going to happen? He says, we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We have done what? Blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us what?
Light.
Colon. Bind the sacrifice with cords even unto the horns of the altar. Bind the sacrifice. Bind the sacrifice. Bind the sacrifice with cords. With cords. Even unto the horns of the altar. You see, the altars in the tabernacle, or the tabernacle had horns. The altar of sacrifice had horns. There were attachments that hung out like that. God tied, watch this, God is the Lord which had showed us what? bind the sacrifice with cords even onto the horns of the altar. What did Abraham see behind him? A ram that was caught. When? When he had the sacrifice on the altar. You know, many times when you don't know what to do, what you should do, tell me. Bring an offering. Because that's how your light, you get enlightened, by the word of God. When I don't know what to do, I bring God an offering. A sacrificial offering. And most times when we don't know what to do, it's because we've come to the end of our rope. You've come to your dead end. That's when you don't know what to do. I don't know. I've tried everything. I don't know what to do. God says, sacrifice. What did that colt do? It sacrificed its own innate, natural will to be stubborn, to balk, to humble itself. Hello? And God used it. I'm tempted to go on because there's so much, but we stop here. But receive this into your spirit tonight or this morning. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. God has a plan and a purpose for my life. And we must determine that we're going to let God have his way. Amen? Amen? Lord, come into my heart and have your way. Is that your declaration this morning? And praise the Lord for that. Give the Lord a good clap offering. It's been my honor and my privilege to share the word of God with you this morning. Now, this time I'd like to just challenge you to honor God with your sacrificial gift of faith. You may have a tithe that you are bringing unto the Lord today, an offering, first fruits. What God says in Ezekiel 44, it says, the first fruit brings the blessing to your house. The tithe, Malachi 3, brings the blessings or provision into God's house. So God says, bring your tithe and I'm going to bless my house. There's going to be meat in my house. But then he says, you release your first fruit and that's how I'm going to bring blessing to your house. Amen? Now the word of God tells us that when we make vows, we need to honor those vows. Honoring God in your vow does not necessarily mean that if you promise God, I'm going to give you $500. You made that commitment, that you have to have all $500 to honor that commitment. You start from somewhere. It may be $5, you put it in there. It may be $50, you put it in there. It may be $100, you put it in there. But you are trying to commit and honor the vow. The vow doesn't have anything to do with a project. It's a promise that you've made to the Lord. Say, God, I'm going to do this. And God holds you to that because he also sends you the resources to begin to honor that. And there comes a day when he sends an angel to collect the vow. And he says, I don't want to hear any stories when I come collecting the vow. Amen? So, be ready in God by honoring him faithfully. And the faithful God will do faithfully towards you demonstrating his faithfulness in every area of your life. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Is there anyone here today who hasn't turned their lives over in total surrender to the Lord and you want to do that this morning? Just raise your right hand and I'll pray with you. He wants to. That's fine. You're never too young to give your life to the Lord. Amen? So he raised his hand, and I say so. God saves, heals, and delivers. Young child, may your life be transformed forever. Amen? Hallelujah. Everyone say with me, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. You are this day and all of my days, Lord and Savior of my soul. I will serve you as you strengthen me. I will be obedient to your directives for my life, ready to repent when I've done wrong. I receive forgiveness and restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ask Mama to come at this point. We're going to share in communion together. Tonight, I'm going to continue from where I stopped this morning. Encourage you to participate in the service tonight so you hear some more. Praise the Lord. Lord, we belong to you. We surrender, oh God, our lives to you. We break free from every limitation. We declare your words. And as we declare it, we get the results that you get when you speak your word. Your word so empowered in our mouths as it is in yours. Today, we take off this body and we eat. And as we eat of this word, we are forever transformed. And your exalted name is forever exalted. You are lifted up, and all men are drawn unto you. Use our lives to glorify you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Take off the body and eat.
Of this cup this morning, all the word of life you've heard this morning, may it be your portion.
Amen.
So say with me, my life belongs to God.
Belongs to God.
My life
is hid
in God.
In Christ Jesus.
My life
is accelerated.
My life
it belongs to God.
In Jesus' name. That's your confession. Take for the price that has been paid for. It's yours. It's free. Drink in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Just be seated for a quick moment for the announcement. We just thank God for every one of you. Amanda?
Jasmine.
That's Amanda.
Yes.
And that's Jamie.
Yes.
Amanda, it's your first time here. We welcome you. Bless you. Jamie, it's good to see you. Hallelujah. Amen. It's very good to see the Oroguns today. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there anybody that I'm missing that's first time here? Or you all good? Okay. Let's see the announcements. And I look forward to seeing you tonight. Trust that you had an experience in God today. Know that miracles happen when people receive the love of God. And we trust that you did so.
Oh my, our God is such a good God. I believe what you have heard here today and received from God is going to transform not only your life, but your family, your business, and everything that concerns you. Take it home and don't let anything leak out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Remember, God calls you to be his witness. Preach the gospel. Let somebody know about the love of God and invite somebody else to come share in the wonderful experience you had today. Amen.
Amen. You're all welcome. Yes. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your enemies. We all are loved by God.
Yes.
And transformed by his power.
Amen.
Shalom.
We love you.